Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. The creepiness that keeps rolling out from these emails is pretty insane. And let's just keep this in mind. Unless you had Democrats pushing in the House, none of this stuff would have been released by the Trump Department of Justice. I mean, really? Come on. He doesn't like being embarrassed at all, ever, about even tiny things. So, yeah, if you're concerned about this and you think it's important that we're seeing some of these emails and documents, you just thank Democrats in the House. Here is what Thomas Massie told MAGAs in Congress. They need to consider a post-Trump world ahead of the full floor vote on whether to release the Epstein files, saying, quote, they need to look past 2028 and wonder if they want this on the record, on their record for the rest of their political career. Maybe the fissures are starting. Republican Representative Don Bacon, who did not himself sign the House discharge petition, says he will vote for the Massey-Rokana bill to release the Epstein files. Lawmakers in both parties are reporting that they expect as many as 100 MAGA lawmakers to do the same in Congress. Is the dam starting to break? Here's just a couple of other, like, ugh, gross emails that came out. In a 2018 email from Jeffrey Epstein to Lawrence Summers, the former Treasury Secretary and current Harvard University president, Epstein described Mr. Trump as, quote, borderline insane. A year later, an Epstein associate dismissed Mr. Trump's financial disclosures as, quote, 100 pages of nonsense. Here's another one. Jeffrey Epstein criticized Trump in an email exchange from 2017, concurring with a note from the former White House counsel, Kathy Rumler, that Trump was, quote, so gross and worse in real life and up close. You cannot make this stuff up. A couple of good questions and comments on the text line. You got a thought, a question, comment, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. John from Oshkosh asks this. Maggie, based on your legal expertise, is there reason to be concerned that the Trump Epstein files have been scrubbed and really won't show anything? I feel the orange snake may slither out of yet another crime. Funny that you mention that. Let's take cut 22, Jacob.
Yeah, thousands and thousands of pages of files. They'll redact every Republican or conservative person in those files. Leave all the liberal Democratic people in those files.
I think they visited that Maxwell person.
Yeah.
And also involved.
She got transferred to a minimum security prison too recently, which is against BOP policy because she's a convicted sex offender. They're offering her something to keep her on show.
And what do you do for work here?
I work for the Department of Justice.
Okay.
Been there like 23 years. I'm an analyst. I'll be acting deputy chief of our office for a few months starting next week. I work closely with like all the federal law enforcement agencies, and the U.S. attorney's offices, the prosecutors and stuff. The thing is, it's interesting because I do deal with so many of the agencies, like the Bureau of Prisons, the Marshal Service, the FBI, U.S. attorney's office.
Yeah, that's DOJ official Joseph Schnitt, who described himself as an analyst and potentially going to be a deputy acting chief of some office, didn't say where. This was recorded and released by far-right operative James O'Keefe. Again, why would a far-right operative do this? Because the whole pedophile global sex trafficking thing has been an obsession of the far-right and the MAGA movement, going back to the days of QAnon. So to answer your question in part, I don't trust anything that comes out of the Trump Department of Justice. Nothing, not a Zippo zilch. Because they're lying in court documents. They're refusing to follow court orders. And they have basically loyalty litmus tests. So why, if the filter for everything that comes out of the Trump administration is this good for our guy? And all he's done is install loyalists, no matter how corrupt and no matter how incompetent, so that they'll just do his bidding. Psh, I wouldn't trust anything that comes out of the FBI or the Department of Justice. Brett from Brown Deer on the text line saying this, Republicans are releasing the files. It took 218 votes to release the files. How many were actual Republicans versus Democrats? The votes don't lie. Majority Democrats. There were only five Republicans that signed the discharge petition. Massey, Mace, MTG, and Boebert. That's four. Excuse me, four Republicans. That's how they got to the 218. Kirk from Madison says, I'm actually looking forward to hearing my Republican and MAGA-supporting friends defending the orange blob on the Epstein emails. No kidding. Here's a great legal question. Mark from Prairie du Sac asked me, can Congress subpoena the people who scrubbed the Epstein records for Bondi and Trump and ask them what they removed? Yes. But that requires Democrats to actually win control of the House in 2026 to convene an investigatory committee that will actually issue subpoenas. The MAGA-dominated House, although by a very slim margin, has been reticent to do so. I mean, this was the whole deal with why Speaker feckless, magical-thinking Mike Jack Hole Johnson didn't want to swear in Adelita Grijalva, because all of this he knew was going to happen. Now, again, reports that perhaps up to 100 MAGA congresspersons will vote to release the Epstein files. Folks, we're going to have to leave it there, but do not go anywhere. We got a really special edition of Broad Appeal. I talked to Hellcat candidate for New Jersey's 7th Congressional District, Rebecca Bennett. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wild news day, folks. You cannot make it up.